Saturday morning, and welcome to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Corbin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty, Low Country Group, in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. If this is your first time, sir or ma'am, listening to this show, you are in for a treat. Because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We are legacy building. That is what we do. Working on that a little bit. So, hey, I want you to know that you can find us on Facebook, social media platforms, guys, Exit Strategy Radio Show. I want you to check us out. I want you to look for us. I want you to share our content, because sometimes what we talk about here today on this show is for you. And there are some times when that information is for somebody else that you know. So we want to make sure that we get the word out. All right. All right. Is that fair? All right. Yeah. So you also, guys, can listen to us live on WJNI, guys. Go to your web browser. Search for WJNI, our radio station, guys, here. And in turn, you can listen to us again online. And that is at WJNIGospel.com. Again, WJNIGospel.com. So if you happen to get moved around in the house, or maybe, just maybe, maybe on the way into work this morning, and you don't want to miss a single bit of our show, please make sure you get on the people computer. Yep, I know. Get on the people computer and tune in to the show, guys, to this show. All right. So, hey, today is just me in the booth alone, because I need to bring you some information to kind of get you set up for the next level. All right. That is something that we oftentimes miss. We're not ready. We don't do things in preparation for the next level. So for the last few weeks, we have been kind of focused on and really talking about housing affordability, okay, and affordable housing. We've been focusing on down payment assistance programs and other things to help you all acquire or complete the acquisition of a home, all right? So that's been a focus, because it is incredibly different out here in this field right now. So today, I want to spend a little bit of time, to be frank and direct about it, helping you all understand what's really going on. See, this past week, maybe 2 weeks, you know, I've ran into yet again this wall, it appears, that exists within the African-American community in regards to participating in the housing market. You know, we look at an opportunity, and because we lack understanding, we become dismissive and we don't take advantage of it. And subsequently, when someone else takes advantage of it, we're upset because we missed out when the opportunity was presented to us day one. All right. So we want to make sure that we are taking advantage. And how do we do that? Well, one, we need to understand what's going on. Okay. So I want to help you all today understand this. First and foremost, this is not the market of yesterday. All right. So the friends, family, coworker, church member, whoever it was that bought a house 2-3 years ago, hey, they bought in a different market than what you're out here buying in right now. Okay? So let's be fair with that. Let's be real with that. So for those of you who bought 2-4 years ago, please don't take this the wrong way, but you can't talk to these buyers today because you're setting an improper expectation. See, oftentimes, because of our experience, we want someone else to have the same or similar experience. The reality is that can happen. However, it may not happen, especially if the experience wasn't given at the same time. And what I mean by that is this. If I bought a car 50 years ago, what I paid for that car 50 years ago is going to be different than what I'm going to pay for that home, or excuse me, that car today. So I can't expect for the person who buys today to buy it for the same price. See, we do that within our community. I remember when my mom bought her first home here in Charleston. Ooh, that was about 30 or so years ago. And I distinctly remember my grandfather, my great grandfather, who is who raised me, And I distinctly remember when my mom said how much the home cost, or the price, let me phrase it, what the price of the home was. I distinctly remember him saying, well, that's too much. That's too much money. Well, that same home now, 30 years later, sells for 4 to 5 times more than what she was paying or bought it for back then. Actually, it's pretty close to, well, it's getting close to 5 times as much, but it's definitely past 4 times as much. So if you don't mind, if we can just kind of pause and hover right there for a second, because I want you all to understand that it wasn't said, or the words weren't said with ill intent or malice. It wasn't said, okay, well, that's too much, because they didn't want them to own a home. They just didn't have the understanding and the knowledge to know that home prices are more expensive now than what they were then in comparison. So I want you all to be very sensitive to that. If you are a buyer out here and you're talking to your parents, who bought a home some years ago, they didn't have the same experience as you. And if you are a parent who's talking to your child, then let them know, hey, look, when I bought, it was this way, but it's different now, when you need to make sure that you're prepared, because in the future, it will be yet different again. And we can't hold on to what we want to hold on to in the past, but then let go of what we want to let go of from the past. We can't be selective that way. You know, you think about it as a whole, we don't like parts of history and we want to get rid of that, but then we want to go back and maintain the history that we do like. That's not fair. It's either all or not. So let's start having that conversation, if you don't mind, within our community. So just to share with you some statistics, all right? Average home prices in the Charleston market from last year, this time, so February time period, because obviously we have to have a little bit of history or historical information. So February of 2020, which was right before COVID, and February of 2021, the average home price in our market appreciated. The average price appreciated over 17%, almost 18%. So the average home price in 2020 in our listing service, in our MLS, was $383,000. Today, that average home price is $450,000. All right. So talking about our average home price, I have to get you to understand along with that is what you should understand along with that is that many of you who are in the market currently looking for a home are trying to find homes below that price point. So if the average home price is this, that means that you have a pretty, not necessarily spot on equal, but you have a fair amount of houses that are priced above the price that below this average, excuse me, above this average price, as well as a number that are under. And in order for us to get to this average, that means that there are a lot of houses above $450,000. Which means that everything under 450 is more competitive than those that are above. Does that make sense? So many of you are struggling with, in this current climate, in this current market, multiple offers and things of that nature. You know, I have, unfortunately, a few buyers that are completely priced out of the market currently because what they want isn't there at the price range they need to be at. Now, we're not talking about interest rates yet, because those have been changing. I just talked to a friend of mine a couple of days ago who's in the process of closing on their home. And 2 weeks ago, their lender could have locked them in at a rate of about 2.75. When I talked with him a couple of days ago, that rate now that he can lock them in at is at 3.5%. So that is almost pretty close to a 1% increase. And what that does for my friend as a buyer is now the mortgage payment on his house goes up almost $200 a month for the same house. He's not paying more for the house. It's the same house, guys. So failure to act quickly in this market could be a little bit more detrimental later. And I know that's not what you all want to hear. That's not what myself and countless other professionals out here want to be saying. But we have to operate in what we have so we can get to a better understanding of where we're going and in turn have a better result. If you all don't make these purchases now, then later on, when prices are higher and interest rates are higher, you're going to qualify for less and you won't be able to purchase a home that meets the standard or criteria today. Now, inevitably, yes, eventually there will be some type of correction, slowdown in the market. However, we're in a market currently, guys, where we just don't have enough inventory. So let's talk about that. The same time period from February of 2020 to February of this year, guys, inventory in the Charleston market went down almost 74%. That's terrible. We went from having approximately 5,400 houses on the market in February of last year to this past February having 1,800 homes on the market. Significant decrease. What we're also doing along the same lines, guys, is the inventory that we are getting is selling on average now at about 8 days. So just a week on the market. That is down because in February of 2020, house stayed on the market about a month before it sold. Now, a little over a month. Now it's selling in a little over a week. And what gets even worse, and that's median as far as days on market, but what is worse is that now in February, this past February, guys, the percentage, the house sold for versus the list price was 100%. So houses are selling at full price. This is up from the year prior. From the year prior, guys, homes were selling at about 97-98%. So right at 98%. So there was a smidgen, if you will, of a discount from list price. And that's not saying every list price is correct, because there's some homes that sell for more than what they're listed for in a multiple offer situation. And there's also some houses that sell for less than what they're listed for if they are priced wrong. All right. However, as a whole in our market, I don't ever recall a time when home prices were at 100% of their median price. And our average is still high as well, as far as the percentage of median price. So you need to understand, again, what that means as far as you guys being buyers in this market, how difficult, how challenging, what that all, you know, comes in and mixes into play. So, hey, we just ran up on our first break, guys. You're listening to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I want you to hold on, guys, because we're going to be right back. All right. Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com. You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market. It didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot. Closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759. Guys, second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. Guys, I am your host, Corwin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. So if this is your first time listening to this show, sir or ma'am, you are in for a treat. Because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community, the African-American community, through financial literacy and real estate education. Guys, we are legacy building. That is what we do. So while you're out there making those things happen, doing things for your family, trying to change the narrative, I want you to put a hashtag on it that says just that. That says you're changing the narrative, saying that you're legacy building. Because we're a little bit beyond 2020. So our vision should be perfected, and we should be exercising our vision in this time and in this year. All right. So, guys, look, today's show, we're talking about what's going on in the market and giving you all an understanding. And we're setting the stage for some other conversations, because we're going to take this next phase of our conversation here to focus on being more savvy. See, many of us are following others who don't know where they're going. I need y'all to pause and listen to that one more time. See, many of us are following others who don't know where they are going. See, we are so busy nowadays trying to keep up with what people are doing on social media that we're not even understanding what is actually happening and what we're actually doing. You know, you see someone else accomplish something and you feel, you know, that you need to be or should be accomplishing the same thing. Everybody isn't meant to be everywhere and everybody isn't meant to be all things. Only God has control over that. See, most of us really struggle with that. And, you know, the more conversations I have with various people, the more that I understand that many people are in competition with other people and they're competing for stuff that they don't even really want or don't even understand. See, I've heard this thing that, you know, and had this conversation real, you know, recently that, you know, everyone is kings and queens. Well, if there's everyone is kings and queens, then help me understand who are they ruling? See, we all can't be leaders. We all can't be followers. We all can't be at the head of the table. Somebody got to be at the side, because if we're all at the head of the table, then to be very direct about it, there is no table. If that makes sense. You know, if you sit at the head, then if there's nobody else there, you're not technically at the head of the table. See, we miss that kind of stuff because we're so caught up on trying to be and show ourselves to be more than someone else that we're forgetting that you can't be more than someone else unless someone is less than you, which means that somebody has to be less than in order for there to be a more than. So let's use the exercise some common sense. We have gotten away from common sense, and so much so that we shoot ourselves in the foot within our community because we're focusing on doing things and having things that really aren't helping to accumulate, establish, or let me phrase it this way, establish, accumulate, or otherwise build wealth. We're focusing on having, you know, cars and going on trips and doing all this other stuff. But we're not accumulating and buying real estate. We're not accumulating and buying stock. We're not accumulating and making investments. And in turn, we're not building businesses and enterprises. You know, we oftentimes, you know, seem to forget that most of us, when we start a business, we're self-employed. Now, technically, you ain't got a business if you're self-employed. You just self-employed. Let that sink in. You have a business when other people are working and you're making money from the works of others. That's when you have a business. You don't have a business until you get to that point. Read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. He explains that. Many of us spend a lot of time trying to do things ourselves that we can engage a professional on, get it done faster, more efficient, and better quality, and in turn would allow us to focus on the things that will make and earn money for us. But we still want to do it ourselves. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with change your own oil, changing, you know, the brakes or doing whatever work on your vehicle. I'm not saying or truck or whatever it may be. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But for some people that make their money in their time, that are self-employed, getting someone else to do certain things frees you up to do things that are more productive and earn you revenue. So that way you can have your downtime. You can relax, because some of us, I know I'm one, I don't want to be changing no oil or changing no brake pads or something on quote unquote my downtime. I don't want to. That's not relaxing for me. Now, some people it is. So if it is, guys, y'all keep right on doing that. But those of you who it isn't, then we need to be making an investment in our time. So I know I'm a little bit off kilter with that and off task or subject, but I want to kind of put that out there because we have to change and broaden our mindset and such. I just recently had an opportunity available for a purchaser, for someone to purchase a home. And because they were listening to other people, they opted not to make the purchase, which was within their parameters, within their right. However, that opportunity had a line of people waiting for it. And in turn, the next person in line, boom, here they go, and they're taking advantage of it. And now what has happened is the first person missed the opportunity to create and begin to accumulate wealth. They missed it altogether. All right. So we want to make sure that we are on a different tangent and we're on a different vein, because if we don't, then what we'll do, we'll find ourselves doing the same thing that that person did. We'll find ourselves over and over and over and over and over and over again, missing out. And then at some point in time, we'll begin to blame others for the fact that we acted or failed to act and missed out on an opportunity. See, affordable housing is a very broad term. Many people think it to be negative. They look at it and say affordable. Well, that means it's low income and all this stuff. No. Doesn't mean that at all. What it means is that it is affordable, meaning it does not take the majority of your money. That means it takes between 28 and 31% of your gross monthly income in order for you to be able to afford to live wherever that may be. Does that make sense? So housing affordability is creating housing that fits that. Okay, that's what the goal is for these nonprofits and other entities that work sometime together, collaborate together, but some work independently to do that. So organizations such as the Charleston Redevelopment Corporation that works in partnership with other entities and other organizations to create affordable housing. Guys, these programs are not necessarily to serve a particular demographic, but to serve a particular population. So we as a demographic should make sure that we work to achieve ownership, that we work to begin to establish, because these opportunities aren't meant to lessen you. They're meant to empower you. And see, oftentimes many of us start thinking or feeling that, okay, well, and that's affordable housing. I don't want to do that. And then in turn, we miss out on the opportunity. Y'all just like my mimicking just there. But we miss out on the opportunity. And then in turn, when someone else is taking advantage of it, because we recently saw this happen, a home that was sold in North Charleston a few years ago. Buyer moved in, stayed for a few years. They sold it. They made a very good profit. And in turn, they moved on to another property because the market went up and things happened so they could sell the home and make some money. All right. So similar. And even if you don't decide to do that, because many people, OK, you just looking to buy a house and stay where you are. But to be able to purchase a home and have a mortgage significantly less than what you would have otherwise, that's huge. That's huge. So we don't want to miss out. We want to make sure that we are working to take advantage of the programs that are available. See, we show up for other stuff. We show up to get this. We are looking for this. I mean, so many people have gotten stimulus, and not saying that they should take that money and invest in real estate. Some people will do that. Some people won't. That's just point blank. Some people will be at the mall. Some people will be at their accountant's office. Yeah. Two different, completely okay. Whichever line or end of the road you're on, and maybe you're on the road that you're at end of the comparison that you just go to the mall, or maybe you're on the other end where you're going to your accountant's office, or you're going to talk to your real estate agent, you know, a real estate professional. Hey, how do I do this, or what can I do with this money? Maybe that's you. Wonderful. If not, then no problem. No harm, no foul, because I'm not here to point fingers or pass judgment. I'm here to say, OK, look, guys, we have opportunity and we want to make sure that we're taking advantage of it. So I want you all to keep that in mind. Maybe you're working on getting your credit together. Maybe you are working on saving for that down payment, whatever it may be. But I want to help you all to understand that the market currently is completely different than what it was. All right. And we have to make sure that we understand that, and we cannot point blame, because it is not real estate professionals that are doing this. It is sellers not putting their homes on the market. It's sellers that are not wanting to sell unless they get a certain dollar amount. It's buyers having a need to buy because they don't want to give away money in rent because rents are high as well. There are a number of different factors and a number of different things that go on that all influence home prices. So many things. So let's not gripe and grumble about something we can't change. Let's get in the game. You know, you all look, this is all monopoly. OK, this is all monopoly. And you played the game of Monopoly as a kid. You might not have been a person that won. Maybe you're the person that had everything. Maybe you landed, or maybe you own Boardwalk and people kept landing on having to pay you rent. You see? But maybe, just maybe, you were the person that just couldn't win, always lost your money, had to give up all your money because you kept renting instead of owning. You didn't buy when you could have. So learn to play the game, because see, you can't change the rules just to fit you. Monopoly, the game, is life. It is. So I want you to think about that. So guys, in our coming weeks, I want to start setting the tone for our coming weeks, guys. We're bringing in a financial planner to talk to you, to help you start seeing this from a bigger picture. We're bringing in some additional loan people for you that are older, our seniors, to give you some options and talk about programs that exist to help you to navigate. And we're going to couple and add in some other things in there, because I'm excited about where the opportunities are, and we want to make sure that we take advantage of it. Guys, look, we have had a dynamic show. I'll be remiss if I didn't, you know, give shout outs to those people who listen to us faithfully. I want to give a shout out to our exit agents, Exit Realty Low Country Group. Guys, they've been hustling. They've been out here trying to find houses for people, been putting more houses on the market. They've been selling property. They've been working. So guys, look, if you need some help, I want you to give us a call at the office so we can put you in the mix. Because it's important that we all understand that there is opportunity out here for each and every one of us. So guys, as we close and work on closing today, I want to say again a huge thank you to all of our supporters, all of our listeners. I want to say a huge thank you to all of you who may be just passing through. And in closing, as I always say, guys, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm going to see you guys out there in them streets.